Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini 256. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. Nate and Sean. Sean and Nate, how's it going?
I'm swallowing a burp.
Okay. That's true. Good start.
Good start.
Yeah, little nice. Gurgle. Yeah, it went down to a little gurgle. That's all.
All right. I see how we're starting this off.
That's right. It's a good one.
No, it's going good.
I'm proud of myself.
We just had a good full episode.
As always, we're having a fantastic time together.
That's right.
So. As always.
You think so? Mm-hmm. You think we're having a good time?
Yeah,
sounds like it.
We do. We do. The creepies can tell.
That's right.
We have a good time.
Yeah. We do.
I was talking to somebody earlier today. I said, well, I'm heading to a podcast. And they said, well, have a good time. I said, always do. Mm-hmm. Always have. I said, it's good guy time, creative time. Mm-hmm. Talk about creepy stuff. I mean, can't beat it.
I can.
But two sticks.
Yeah. I knew you were going to say
that. That's why I hesitate.
It's like on the job site. Going thing is having fun yet is what we always ask each other. You know, different trades, whoever. In passing, my response is always, yeah, every day.
Every day.
If you spell fun backwards,
sarcasm.
Fun spell backwards is enough. And sometimes you've had enough fun or not enough.
I know it's sometimes at work, they'll say like, how's it going? And some people say, living the dream.
Oh, yeah.
that's a popular one.
Yep.
Living the dream. I don't say that, but...
My response with that one is living the dream or the nightmare.
Yeah.
I haven't figured it out yet.
Right. One of the two. One of the two. All right. Well, hope the creepers are doing well. Mm-hmm. And let's get right to it. Sean, what are we talking about?
This is going to be my pick, and it is Oki Panoki. And if interest, no, I'm not making
artichoke-y.
It up.
Artichoke.
We got a Smoky. Whole, a bag full of these rhymes, right? And if interested, please go check out our show notes for the source links we used for this topic.
This is no jokey.
This is no jokey with the Oki Panoki. Yeah, it is in Peru. Apparently, you guys said there's
Peru, Indiana.
Indiana, not the
where country. My camper's at.
That's right. So you're like right next
that's
to this
right.
place,
mm-hmm.
right? I didn't know about it. I can't, and that's, I was telling you guys, somebody was saying, oh, you ought to cover Oki Panoki, and I can't remember who it was. And I'm like, that's great because it's close. I'm from Kokomo, and Peru's right there close to Kokomo. And so I've been by this area, but I've not, you know, done the trails or, you know, explored it at all. It says you'll find this location off River Road as you head to Mississinewa Reservoir. In the past, the area was marshy where decayed bodies have been found. In one instance, a young man named Joey Peoria disappeared while camping in 1976. There's also incidences of men being brutally murdered and showing up here. Ghostly spirits are believed to exist.
Nice.
In these woods.
Mm. This sounds awful.
Right?
But it sounds nice. To talk about.
You want to know the story?
I do.
Here's the story.
Oh, nope. That's the Brady Bunch.
This site used to be a swampy and marshy, and there have been at least 8 decaying bodies found here. This site may be an old burial ground of some sort or battlefield. As to the thousands of spirits hiding within the trees.
Ooh.
You will drive down this gravel road, and the trees will begin to swarm and intertwine above you. You will then come to a circle. Getting out of the car, it is said that if you whistle, someone will begin whistling with you from deep in the forest.
Nice.
It is also said that a noise like a pig squeal... and dog barking can be heard like it's right next to you. And last, not least, you will hear screams like a small child is being tortured. Supposedly, it is a 7-year-old girl named Stephanie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Also, traveling along a path, you will find a tree that has indents that appear to be much like deer antlers. However, these are horizontal instead of vertical, and have a place for an opposable thumb. Hmm. Warning, do not go here unless you really want to be terrified. P.S. Do not Ouija here for the spirits. Ooh. Do not like it.
Ooh. Well, you've been warned, right?
So I'm going to, there's going to be a few things I'm going to repeat. So don't think I'm going, hey, did you? Yeah, I'm not doing one of those.
Hit the reset button.
So this comes from Reddit. Mm-hmm. Somebody wrote The Legend of Oki Pinoki. So there's a few different things. And there's, like I said, there's a few things I'm going to repeat. This person, and I'm not going to, I'm going to tell you off air. The name of this person is quite interesting. But anyway, shouldn't have looked at it because now I'm laughing. Okay. Peru, Indiana. Oki Pinoki legend has it that this area of woods has an Indian burial ground. Also, supposedly, a little girl was taken out to this area, tortured, raped, and murdered. Like Nate said, her name was Stephanie. They say if you call her name or begin insulting her, you'll hear her screaming and eventually she'll follow you into the woods. They say there's a significant tree that she has that was tied to, and you can still see the imprints of the rope that held her there. And there's a haunted cabin somewhere out there. I have only gone at night and have yet to find the tree or the cabin. I found what looked like the foundation to an old home or shed of some sort. And
Mississauga
staff found 8 decaying bodies out there also. Ooh. Camping and hunting is forbidden. You drive down this trail, and the further you go, the more it seems the trees close in on you to the point you can't see the sky. It's always colder here than the surrounding area. Once you get to the end, you get to what's called the Devil's Circle, which is a circle where nothing grows, and you park. There are multiple trails all around the circle that lead into the woods. It's very confusing, and it's easy to get lost. I've been lost twice and found my way back to the main road, which is State Road 124. The circle sits right next to a creek or a stream. I've never seen it, but you can hear it. For some reason, the dirt road that leads to this Devil's Circle has more paranormal activity than the woods themselves. People sometimes go out there and use Ouija boards. I remember as I was leaving, I found the lid of a box to a Ouija board on the dirt road. Sometimes as you're leaving, you see what looks like people running in the open fields out of the corner of your eye. I've had my share of paranormal experiences, but nothing so intense to where I don't go back.
Mm, it's
that sounds like a lot of craziness to me.
It is. It's Mississinawa, by the way.
Mississinawa, yeah.
Only reason I know that is because I grew up around there. I
could not pronounce that.
Otherwise, I wouldn't know any. It'd be like everything else. Like, so, I don't know if I'm saying it right.
I knew what it was, but I couldn't find the spelling.
I know. It's hard to say off of, yeah. Mississinawa. It's all very Indian. There's always a lot of Indian stuff. Mm-hmm. And Kokomo is named after that, too. But they say there's a lot of illegal activity. And then kids like to go out there and camp see if they can scare each other and all these things. So they don't suggest you go out at night. But people, there's even videos on like people going there at night. And so people do that. But they warn you that it's dangerous on many levels. But it is it's super creepy. So there was a guy that I watched his video and he was talking about it. And he was super excited to be there, and he did try, and this was broad daylight, though. His was a daylight one. And he was whistling to see if anybody would whistle back, and he did not get a whistle.
Oh, he didn't?
But he was like, man, I don't know what I would do if I did get one. So, but it's pretty cool. Now, do you know what little cryptids run around this area?
No.
Puck wedgies.
Oh, yeah.
Puck wedgies have been seen.
Because I did know they're seen in Indiana.
There's,
I didn't know.
There is a specter called the Follower, and it follows you around. It's like this little shadowy figure. Huh. There's also a 7-foot shadow figure, supposedly, that like peers around the trees and stuff. It could be an inmate, though. Who knows, right?
Like, a basketball player.
Exactly right. Checking you out. But just all kind of. And that Stephanie is called Screaming Stephanie because they say you hear this blood-curdling scream of a child, and it's Screaming Stephanie, which sounds terrible about what happened to her. So that, yeah, I mean, that's not.
That's probably that Stephanie spirit.
Exactly. Exactly. Screaming Stephanie.
Yeah, they said that they hear a lot of noises from the woods, a lot of laughing and giggling. This is another story. And then it said, let's see. It was so loud and more laughing followed, and we all sprinted full speed into the SUV and locked the doors. This guy says, I'm a skeptic, but I know we all heard the loud noise, and it had to have been the scariest thing I've ever experienced. Only go here if you are serious. Don't joke around. It was really freaky, but also fun. So, Oh, and it also says that, or that they started out said, I've been to Okeepinokee about 5 times so far, and each time wasn't as good. Nothing really happened. And then it said, well, the other night we went again just because we were really bored. We met up with some kids from Kokomo, and we were in a group. We whistled, and every time a faint whistle would come back. Oh, that's cool.
See, that is really cool. I would love to try that.
Yeah. I can't whistle, though.
It is on the well, that's what this guy, he's like, I'm a terrible whistler, so don't judge me.
I can't do it.
It is on the list of 5. There you go. Five of the spookiest places in and around Kokomo. So it's one of the top 5 spookiest places.
I would most imagine. Haunted,
but yeah, no kidding, right?
I would imagine. I mean, what else? Yeah.
They also call it the Suicide Forest.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I want to know why. I mean, they say they found a lot of dead bodies, so it's like, were they murdered? Did they?
Yeah, and they were saying that suicide? Like 8 decaying bodies. Man, that's gross. Mm-hmm. That's terrible.
That's a lot. Right?
So are we going? When are we going?
So would you go camping there? Like it makes me feel of like Blair Witch Project or something, you know, like get around, get all lost. The guy, he was taking the trail and he's like, it takes a long time to get to this Devil Circle. And he's like, this is supposed to be the place that's like the creepiest and most haunted and most like, you know, the darkest place in the whole area. Like you said, it's even like creepier and more haunted than the rest of the woods. So
there is a place in North Carolina. I don't know if we've talked about it, but there is a Devil Circle. Mm-hmm. That,
yeah, I saw that.
The same thing. I don't like. So I don't know if we talked about
that. It's
not
called Okeepinokee, though, right?
No, it's called the Devil's Circle, and it's in North Carolina, and it's a patch of a grass that doesn't.
I did see, doesn't grow anything. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's a little bit weird, isn't it?
Yeah. So that's the only. This is the only second time I've ever heard of any other place that's had that type of whatever, an area that doesn't grow grass. So, yeah, I've never heard of this place. I've never heard of Okeepinokee.
This
pretty
is
interesting.
I was born and lived out there. You don't go unless you're going swimming or ghost hunting. Yeah. It says there's a chunk of 411 missing persons case and some murder cases out in those woods.
Nice.
Always warn haunt tourists to go with a trusted guide to the wood because it's dense and huge.
Hmm.
So that in itself is
I wonder
creepy.
How big it is. Like what's the...
I don't know.
Acreage or how many miles.
It's right here.
Do you find it, Nate?
It's just north of the dam.
Oh, damn.
In these woods right here.
Okay.
Are you going to go, when you're up there, are you going to
listeners,
check it out?
I've been by it, yeah.
Check it out.
I've been by it, too. I just didn't realize it was a thing.
And on Google Earth.
I'd never heard the term Okeepinokee either. And I was like, when I heard that, I was like, that sounds weird. But I know the area, but I didn't know it was called Okeepinokee.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds made up, doesn't it?
Yeah, it says a lot of the trails are disorienting. People get really confused and lost. So that wouldn't be good. I don't want
to
get lost.
So this is definitely a place that we can get to because it's not too far away,
mm-hmm.
for real.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, it's not too far from my homeland.
Yeah.
I was born in Logansport and raised in Kokomo, and Peru's right there. That's where my grandparents and my aunt and uncle there. I used to swim all the time, and we had Spanish hot dogs, root beer, and we'd go swimming in Peru. And it's the circus capital of the world. So, and it's got Okeepinokee, now that we know. Don't you know?
Yes, this on a separate Reddit said the area has a history of serious incidents, including multiple bodies being discovered. Then it says, my recommendation at Okeepinokee is to carry your gun as it's still active with criminal activity. There's usually a body discovered every other year or so. Wow.
Dang.
So it's still out there.
Yeah.
It says, my fiance and I went to the forest just before dusk. We took some pictures and some audio recordings. Wow. Most of the pictures that I took showed nothing, but I did get a couple with small glowing orbs. I have one that shows a very bright orb directly in front of me and appears to be moving. As we explored further, I heard what sounded like animals snorting and then a high-pitched voice lightly crying. Could not tell if it was that or a boy, that of a boy or a girl, as my fiance moved up the hill. Toward the hill along the left path, it got very cold and I felt as if I needed to be with her. So I took a few more shots as she recorded and asked questions. We are still reviewing the audio recordings of any unusual sounds or voices. Another one says, I used to meditate around that region all the time. Those trees are what are known as hawthorn trees. I actually have a war club that has the thorn set in it. What is it? Oh, war club. Okay. That has the thorn set in it. I plan to leave a few offerings to my Native American ancestors that inhabit the seven pillars near there. Hmm. That's cool.
Okay.
I got some people that went there. We went out there twice. Once during the day, so we could find where we were going and get a better feel for the land. The first time was on September 29th. It was a warm, sunny day, around 80 degrees. First, we traveled down the long gravel road, only wide enough for one car. There are tons of trees that hang above the road. We stayed on the gravel road, and at the end of the road, there is a circle you can turn around on. This is where all the strange occurrences were supposed to happen. There was a tell, I bet they meant trail. To the right, we walked on for a while. There were many cold spots in the woods, partially because of the shade from the trees. There were two dogs up further on the trail, one black and one cream colored. There are many farms nearby, so you can hear all the animals. We whistled and heard nothing. We searched for the tree described, but never found that particular one. The trees were weird there because it was like they had thorns growing from them. Nothing out of the ordinary really happened. The second time we went out there, it was October 12th. It was a cool night, around 70. It was around 9 p.m. We had our camera and tape recorder. We took many pictures, but very few came out. It was very creepy, especially in the woods. We seen the black dog again, and he was going nuts, barking and running away from the area. We whistled, and something did whistle back. It was a bird wanting to mate with us.
Oh, problem solved, right? Okay. Mystery solved.
We walked into the woods, and it was freezing. I turned around, and there was a shirt on a tree stump that scared the crap out of me.
I bet.
We didn't really see anything, but when we got home and listened to our tape, it sounded like someone said, get out of my wood or my forest. Mm. At the time it was taken, we just entered the trail to the left. We did get some moving orbs and what I think is an image of a face in the trees.
Oh, creepy. I've got one. This person says, a coworker and I encountered a strange, upright, walking, black, headless, armless torso.
Oh, wow. That's freaky.
Went back and found a large black canine that stood up on its back legs like a human, and then noticed an upright standing mouse cleaning itself all in the same area of the middle of the road. That's
weird. It's just a little weird.
Strange, yeah. Right? A little weird. Huh. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I thought the trees were. Hawthorn trees.
Oh.
They have thorns on them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there you go. So, there you go.
There was a, back in 2022, there was a woman convicted in Okeepinokee murder, and she got 48 years. Oh. Said almost 4 years to the day that mushroom hunters found a Summitville man's body at Okeepinokee Woods near Peru. One of the co-defendants in the case was sentenced to 48 years in Indiana. She was 21-year-old. I won't say all the names and stuff. She was, it says, will spend 46 of those years behind bars with 2 years suspended to supervise probation. What does it say? It says she was convicted by a jury, charges of aiding, inducing, or causing murder. It sounds like with two other gentlemen. According to the court documents filed, says investigators honed in quickly on Morris as one of the organizers of a plot to rob this gentleman who died, Smith, of drugs, money, beer, and a Bluetooth speaker, saying she lured Smith into the woods for a night of partying with these other two gentlemen. Kane pleaded guilty to felony murder and was sentenced earlier this year, blah, blah, blah. Serving 55 years in the Indiana Department of Correction. Gosh. Okay. So, yeah, they just... That's terrible, though. I mean, I can imagine there's a lot of different woodsy areas, but this is a place that sounds like you can get lost in really easily. Or if somebody's not familiar with the area, you get them a little drunk, a little high, or a little whatever. You know,
it sounds just, like you can get lost not having any of that.
Any of this, like, that's right. Well, that's fair. Just whistle.
That would be terrible.
Give a little whistle.
Yeah, you can get probably disoriented and stuff, but it's not big enough. I mean, if you walk one way in one direction, you're either going to run into a river or a
highway. There's a river like right there. Right. So,
well, that one part, the one I read, they said they never saw it; they just heard the river.
Yeah,
but not. I don't know.
Here's someone that went back in February of 2026.
Oh, pretty recent.
They closed the road leading back, but there's still a place to park. My friends and I went camping here a couple of months ago, and around 3 a.m. we heard screaming. It sounded like a woman's voice.
Good God.
We dragged our tent through the woods, and we're running full speed, and we were still hearing the screaming from right behind us. No other cars were parked here. Another time, we pulled up on ghost investigators and walked back to Devil Circle with them. We heard a voice by the river, and nobody was there.
Was it Chris Farley living in a dead van down by the river?
We went deep on a trail and were lost. Hmm. We started hearing weird animal noises from all around us.
Puck wedgies.
We all thought they sounded more human than animal and were spooked by it and left. I'm aware of that foxes and coyotes sound. I'm aware of what foxes and coyotes sound like. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how to describe the noises we heard, but it gave us all goosebumps.
Wow. Oh, I bet.
Yeah. Foxes can make some
weird
noise. They're scary. Yeah. Yeah. They really
are. The first time I heard one, I got up out of sleep and I was like, what in the heck is going on here? And I couldn't tell.
Monstrous, right?
It was in our neighborhood.
Creepy. Mm-hmm.
Amy was still sleeping. She didn't hear it anything. And I was like, what is that? What's that terrible sound? And I honestly, I thought, this is it. This is apparent. Something's going on. Creepy.
Mm-hmm. And it's a fox. Yeah.
So I've heard it in our neighborhood. With a friend, neighbor friend. Mm-hmm. And, Amy told her about it, and she goes, oh, that's a fox that Todd heard. I'm like, okay. And so then we had heard it since then, and that's what it was.
Yep.
Sounds awful.
It's off
putting. It's like a scream.
It's screamy. Yep. It's very screamy.
Anything else on Okie Pinokie?
We're going, for sure, camping.
Staying the night?
Camping the night away.
I want to be inside a camper, though.
I think that's a good idea.
We're sleeping in your camper. I'm not sleeping in a tent. I don't do camping like that. I don't do camping actually at all.
Somebody went back in 2023. They went camping around Halloween or something like that. My friend had 3 scratches on her back and captured a picture with what seemed to be a demonic face or demon's face. Mm-hmm. It had bull's horns and a nose ring like a bull. There's also a few other figures in it, but they are not as easy to see as the demon. I don't know if I'd ever go back, but if I do, it's definitely during the day.
Yeah. Yeah, I say daytime.
The first time, the daytime sounds like a good idea.
Oh, yeah. They said the biggest thing that happened to them was something running at them in the clearing off the gravel road.
Huh. But they don't say what it was or what it looked like?
just a torso.
The one girl, one friend had scratches, and then the other one captured the picture of that demon's face.
Huh. Okay.
So, yeah. Crazy.
I forgot to tell you guys this. This is a good time to tell you. I visited this patient that I've seen. It's my third time seeing him, I think. He lives in Franklin, and sweetest people. But we got on the subject as I was discharging him. And we got on the subject of, I was telling him, they were talking about some home in Shelbyville. And I was like, oh, I know this house and blah, blah, blah. And then I mentioned that it was haunted. And they said, well, this house is haunted. And I'm like, it is, and it's an older house in Franklin. And I said, tell me, you got to tell me. And they said, we moved in here 30 some odd years ago. We moved in on Halloween. And they said, the first night, they said, we've had other instances, but this is the first introduction to this house. The first night we were here, we were all here, and we kind of started moving stuff in, and things were in boxes and all this. And we heard a doorbell, and we're like, well, that's weird. Nobody's at the door. Hmm. And the doorbell, it didn't sound like it came from the door, like front door. It sounded like it came from up above. And the gentleman, he said, there's an apartment upstairs that hasn't been used as an apartment since 1942, during World War II. Oh, and he said it had a bell up there that you could ring. And he said, so he's like, oh, it went up there. It must have went off. He went up there. Not only had it not gone, it's not connected. He said it does have a doorbell up there. Has not been used in what he was told in decades. And he said, then he looked and he's like, it's not even connected to be able to go off.
Wow.
So whatever caused it to go off, he said, and it's not done that before. They've had other instances of it being haunted, but they said it's never done it since. So if it shorted, it's a howl. Yeah. Like it's, yeah. So he said that they just said it's haunted. But it's cool that they moved in on Halloween and then they had an experience, you know.
Okie dokie.
So, okie dokie pinokie. Okie pinokie.
Well, that was interesting. That's a very interesting place. I've never heard of it, but now I have. So, we'll check it out. Maybe we'll take, anybody have a gun? Like the guy said, make sure you take a gun. Yeah.
Probably a good idea.
I don't have a gun. I got my handgun right here.
Harrison's got a shotgun.
I've got two handguns. Well, Nate, help us out.
Okie dokie, artichokey. That's a wrap. Woo.
How did I know he was going there? That's good stuff. Good stuff, Nate. Well, we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to our Middle-Aged Mini 256 and our discussion on Okie Pinokie. So until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See ya.